This town has been on the map since the 1840s, yet many would tell you no one even came looking for it until 1977. That's when one song put this place on the map the world round. Today, we take you to Luckenbach, Texas, on this edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Hello, this is Max Armstrong. Every day for generations, America's farmers have been rising before the sun to work the land, to feed our families, to feed the world. With just 365 sunrises to get it done, they'll put food on the table for 7 billion people this year. Celebrate National Ag Day on March 25th, 2014. You'll find some great ideas at agday.org. Agriculture, 365 sunrises, and 7 billion mouths to feed.
Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys.
In 1971, the town of Luckenbach closed, so to speak. The post office moved to Fredericksburg, and local rancher Hondo Crouch purchased the remaining land and buildings. One of Hondo's friends happened to be a musician from New York named Jerry Jeff Walker.
Hondo was very much a character and a storyteller and a make-believe kind of person. And they would sit out under these trees and, you know, tell jokes and whittle sticks and play music. And so Jerry Jeff recorded Viva Terlingua here in 1972. And that was Jerry Jeff's biggest record.
Abbey Road says it put Walker and Luckenbach on the map, but it was another song that made the town world famous.
Guy Clark used to hang out here with Hondo, and they'd sit out here and play guitar and what have you. So Guy Clark is the one that told Chips Moman and Bobby Emmons, the writers of the song, about Luckenbach. So they wrote the song, and they took it to Waylon's producer, who was in the studio with Waylon, and said, you've got to cut this.
If Jennings had doubts about the town or the song, a friend who knew the place urged him to record it.
Willie was in the studio with Waylon, and he knew about Luckenbach, and so he was like, yeah, it's great, it's perfect. So they cut the song, and it became a hit. And Luckenbach changed overnight because the world now knew about us.
The song hit number one on the charts in 1977, and it continues to draw thousands here every year. Traveling the countryside in Luckenbach, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.